And welcome back, everyone. We are live. We are going to adjust our schedule just a little bit, and I do apologize. We have an individual that had submitted a petition, and I understand we have some time constraints. And so to accommodate this individual for being here with that petition, is that okay? I'm getting the yes. We are going to move to item number six on the agenda. This is prairie spring turkey hunting season, and I see Director Kirschman is here, so I'll let you take the mic, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So in your booklet, item number six is a petition that was submitted by Mr. Pat West, and he is present here today. Again, this is a petition that he has brought forward asking for a change in respect to the draw structure of the spring turkey hunting season. So I think before I give any other comments, we should give Mr. West the opportunity to come up to speak to the commission, explain what change he is requesting, the reasons why, and then I will follow up so with additional comments. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. West.
Very good. Thank you.
They didn't tell me I was going to have to arm wrestle Tom on this deal.
That's later.
Commissioners, Madam Chairman, Secretary Roebling, thank you again for allowing me to be here. My name is Pat West. I am a South Dakota Meade County resident, also a hunter, and representing the South Dakota Landowner Health Care Alliance. Just want to speak briefly on requesting administrative rule change. I assume that's what you would call that for Prairie Spring Turkey application process. Currently, when applying for a Prairie Spring Turkey Tag, the first and second drawings are available to resident and non-resident hunters in their respective drawing units. The third drawing is where I would like to draw your attention to. In the third drawing, leftover licenses are pooled together for resident and non-resident hunters and available to both, even if you possess a license from a drawing on the first or second one. Currently in this third drawing, any resident or non-resident that has a license, along with those hunters that have not drawn a license, are competing for the remaining leftover tags. An example, I have family and my boys currently serving the Marine Corps in California. If they miss out on the first and second drawing, they have to compete in the third drawing for somebody else with somebody else that already has a tag. So I'm looking for a change on that. We're requesting a change to this rule. We're asking to allow those that do not already possess a license the ability to apply for one license in this third drawing. Those that have already drawn a license in the first or second drawing would not be allowed to apply in the third drawing. This would eliminate hunters with licenses having to compete against others that already possess a license. For subsequent drawings, remaining licenses would be pooled together and available on a first-come, first-served basis, which I think is what's happening right now. By far and away, the majority of land involved in Prairie Spring turkey season involves private land where permission to hunt is required. These changes to the application process would allow multiple drawing opportunities for the Prairie Spring turkey license for every South Dakota resident. And this would allow licenses to far more sportsmen and sportswomen that have permission to hunt on private land. I'll stand by for questions.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. West at this time? If not, we'll hear from the department and we may have some follow-ups. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners. So you heard the petition from Mr. West. Again, he's asking for a change to the drawing structure. If you want to go back a year ago, basically this month, we did bring forward as a department a recommendation to adjust the draw structure 1 year ago. What the adjustment was that you made last year, again, as Mr. West just described, the first draw, the second draw, you can obtain a license, the residents, non-residents. The non-residents have a 8% issue. It's on those units with the limited draw, for non-resident allocation. Then you get to the third draw where licenses are pooled. The old structure, once we got to that third draw, you could obtain up to four more licenses if you already had a license through the first draw, or you could have a total of five through the third draw. And then if there were licenses left over, once you got to the fourth draw, they were first come, first serve. so then individuals would go up and pick in extra licenses. The change that was made last year was, as Mr. West just described, you in the first draw and the second draw, you can get a license. Then in the third draw, we took away you can get up to four more and just changed it to one. So you could obtain one. So ultimately, that meant you could have two spring turkey licenses through the first three draws. And if there were licenses remaining when you get to the fourth draw, which are the leftover, first come, first serve, unlimited number. The reason we brought forward that particular rule change primarily was to look at ways to get more licenses in the hands of individual hunters and taking away that four and going with the one in the third draw. Looking at some quick analysis of some of those draw statistics from this year, which would have been the first year in comparison to 2023. Again, just over 1 year, that we certainly seem to have accomplished that. In comparing 23 from the old structure to 24 with the new structure, for those individuals, once we got into that third draw, we had a little over 300 more hunters received at least one license. So we had additional hunters obtaining a license and getting out to the field. When we look, and that was going through the third draw, when we look through the entire season and go back, we had over 225 individuals that had at least one license in their hands more than what we did in 2023. So the structure that we had put in place last year, we being used the commission making that change, certainly did accomplish getting more licenses in hands of individual hunters. So certainly what Mr. West brings forward here today is going after that same accomplishment, wanting to get more licenses in the hands of hunters. When we look at this again, knowing that we just brought forward the change 1 year ago, essentially this month or this meeting, we would respectfully offer up to you at this point in time to deny the proposal. Give us another year to formulate and evaluate what happens over 2 years or 3 years. And if there's more opportunities to get more licenses in the hands of hunters, I will say also an important point to this, we got more hunters in the field. We also had the same number of licenses available for both years. So we basically start out the same number of hunters because of our 2 year cycle, same number of licenses out there. We got more hunters in the field with the new structure that's in place. Knowing this was just implemented a year ago, we'd certainly like to see at least another year, maybe 2 years. We can look at this, we can evaluate it each year and see if additional changes would deserve merit to that from the standpoint of getting more licenses in the hands of hunters. So, Madam Chair, that's where we stand right now, and I would certainly stand by to answer any questions or provide any other information for you.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Questions or comments at this time for either the petitioner or Director Kirschman? Comments or questions from the commission? Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal, do you know by chance the number of people that hold more than one of those turkey licenses?
Madam Chair, so when we look at the 2024 results of this spring turkey hunting season, quick overview, and again, this is putting all the units together. This is not by individual units. We had 5,954 hunters had one license, 475 had two, 64 had three, 25, four, 14, five, four hunters had six, and then there's a couple more all the way down to 15. So the vast majority of our hunters had one license. And then the next, having two licenses, were 475. So those individuals were certainly getting their licenses under the current structure if they wanted a license.
Thank you.
Additional questions or comments? With that, do we have any type of a motion, a second? I guess I will just say this, because I think we're getting ready to move forward with a motion of some sort. From what I hear from Mr. West and the department, I think both have the same intent in mind, is to get more license in the hands of hunters, which we appreciate and we applaud. I do lean towards this newly adopted version that we adopted last year about this time. I'm hesitant to change it. I would like to give more opportunity to see how it goes. It looks like we were able to put more license in the hands of hunters over this past year. And as Director Kirschman had mentioned, it would be nice to give it another year to evaluate that once more, put those numbers together, and then see if we need to look at a change, but give us the opportunity more time to collect data and see where we fall.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
Madam Chair, I move to deny the petition, but on the other hand, I really appreciate the ingenuity of bringing this to our attention. I agree that this is a short process that we've had at this point, and so I've probably got a record of how it's going to move forward. But I do like the ingenuity that people are bringing forward to improve our process. So at this point, I'd deny the move to deny the petition. Thank you.
Motion to deny. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Laughlin. Comments on the motion? No additional comments? All right. With that, we will vote. All those in favor of denying the petition, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bartling votes aye.
Those opposed? The motion to deny is adopted. Thank you, Director Kirschman. And Mr. West, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.